One of the Affordable Care Act's effects in the Ohio Valley region has been to sharply reduce costs for what's called uncompensated care. That's the cost of caring for the uninsured. Dustin Pugel is an economist at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. He says in Kentucky's rural hospitals, there's been about a $150 million decrease in uncompensated care costs just in the first quarter after Medicaid expansion. He worries that if the ACA is repealed, more people will lose their health insurance and hospitals will have to cover that cost again.
We would definitely see hospitals getting squeezed more and more, and that would be devastating for their budgets.
Pugel explains with more money coming in from newly insured patients, hospitals were able to expand programs and add personnel, spurring job growth. Kat Stoll is with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy. She says West Virginia doesn't have the room in their state budget to pick up the cost of covering hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their health insurance if Congress moves forward with the repeal of the ACA. She says sick people still get sick, but without insurance, they will wait to get care until it is an emergency.
People will die, and the people who do get treatment will put a tremendous burden on our hospitals and providers in our rural state.
Stoll says the replacement plans she's seen leave a lot to be desired. Three replacement plans have been put forth in Congress. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.